SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Nice work. Do you have any sore here?
A physiotherapy session is underway at a private clinic in Melbourne's west.
Is that? Okay, great.
But this is no ordinary session. The therapist, Fema Mohammadi, is practicing her professional skills after fleeing Afghanistan, thanks to a pilot project that matches highly skilled refugees with jobs.
I'm very excited with my work here because there is a lot of equipment and exercises that it's new for me here. All of my colleagues are very friendly and kind and they support me.
Despite holding a diploma in physiotherapy and with 5 years clinical experience, under strict Taliban rules, Ms. Mohammadi was prevented from practicing in Afghanistan.
Before I came here, the situation for Afghan women was very restricted. Especially young women, they don't have the permission to go out and also work.
The work ban was a devastating blow for the 37-year-old who is passionate about her chosen career.
I can help client that she or he had some limitation and then they recover and they come back to me. Oh, now we can do our jobs, we can go everywhere. And we are thankful from you. It was this recovery of my client was a big excited for me.
Ms. Mohammadi is among millions of Afghan women whose lives changed when the Taliban took control of Afghanistan following the collapse of local security forces. She was in Kabul when it fell on August the 15th, 2021.
The day that the Taliban came, I was at work, and when I heard that the Taliban came back, I feel that it is the end of all my careers, all my efforts. I go back to my home, and after that, I sit at home for 4 months, because even we don't have the permission to go out, so it was a very bad situation for me.
Ms. Mohammadi began searching for a way out, applying for multiple jobs online until she finally connected with TBB, a global not-for-profit organisation that connects skilled refugees with employers.
That I applied to Talent Beyond Boundary and I registered to Catalogue. After that, it was a good opportunity for me and they responded me back that we select you as a candidate. I feel very happy because it was the first response for me and at that moment that I feel very bad.
The United Nations projects that the number of refugees, returnees, internally displaced and stateless people has risen to 130 million this year. Around half those are trained and of working age, according to TBB co-director for Australia and New Zealand, Luna Gawi.
Refugees are skilled people, but happen to be in very difficult circumstances, stuck in host countries where they have zero legal rights to work or to live with dignity. No one around the world collected the data of refugees as a skilled people. So enable us to capture this data, we leverage technology and we built what we call the Talent Catalogue, basically like LinkedIn for refugees, where any refugee around the world can access this database and upload their CVs, put some information about their experience, and this is basically an untapped pool of talent.
Since it started in 2021, the TBB pilot project has assisted more than 500 applicants and their families into Australia, and it's growing globally, as Ms. Gawi explains.
The initiative started in Australia, which is something really very proud to see the Australian government pioneering the solution. But also now we've seen other governments joining the momentum. So we have TBB set up programs in Canada, UK and European countries as well, like Ireland and Belgium. And we are expanding to other countries like the US and hopefully soon to New Zealand. And Talent Beyond Boundaries is thinking to build programs in 27 countries by 2027 to enable more refugees to be able to access skilled migration.
To work, the scheme relies on the support of local employers. In Fema Mohammadi's case, that person is Steve Woolard, the CEO of Neuro Rehab Allied Health Network.
We work in the disability space, so allied health provider for people with a disability, more specifically a neurological disability. And there has been a shortage of allied health staff for a long time. So yeah, recruiting into this space is a difficult process.
So working with TBB, Mr. Woolard's company selected the best candidate for a physiotherapy role, as Ms. Garvey explains.
Steve is a champion. He looked at not only to fill out the skill shortages, but also helping a woman in risk. She was trapped in a situation where she can't move anywhere, and she's very skilled. So Steve recognized the impact and wanted to make humanitarian touch into the recruitment. So we're very lucky to have someone championing the cause. And to be honest, we are hoping to have a lot of people like Steve, because this is how we scale up. We need the private sector to come together and learning from Steve's experience.
However, Ms. Mohammadi admits the process of getting out of Afghanistan was never going to be easy.
My visa was just for me. And so because I was a young woman and I don't have permission to go alone, I afraid from that the Taliban will cancel my visa, because when they saw my visa that it is a work visa, they said that no, never you can go out from Afghanistan, because in Afghanistan they didn't let women to work. It was a very challenging moment for me, and I was nervous with it.
Despite her concern, Ms. Mohammadi flew to Iran with her mother and brother, and from there she came to Australia. But even now, her trials are not over, as her new employer, Mr. Woolard, explains.
The Taliban didn't let her to renew her license, so a lot of our work is actually out in the community and travelling out to people. So we are having to arrange the job at the moment is just to only see some clients in the clinic. So gradually, as we get her license back, we'll get her into a full role, which we are happy, and we'll help to support that process as well.
Ms. Mohammadi is living in a service department while she finds more permanent accommodation. And while she is understandably proud to be working again in her profession, she says there are new challenges ahead.
I have a lot of plan, a lot of dreams for my future, because in Australia we have the freedom to have a good opportunities in every aspect of our life. But I think about my family, because they are there and also they are under the limitation that they have in Afghanistan. I hope to one day I can bring my family here, because we are very close to each other and it's very hard for me to live alone.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.